Tampa's playing the Islanders. Let's go ahead.
So I would imagine you have to like the way that this game went after the way it didn't go for you on Monday in terms of the chances you get going in this night.
All right, did you throw a question in there? What was the question?
Did you like the way that they responded basically from not finishing chances the other night against Florida to finishing the chances?
You know what I really liked? I liked our power play. And I thought we really fed off that. We were extremely fortunate that, you know, they took a few penalties that enabled us to get going. Our 5-on-5 play, not till we got to the third period, was it truly effective. And I thought we passed up way too many shots. But we were, you need your special teams to help you out, and our power play got us jump started, and it gave us momentum. Every time they were out there, even though we didn't score, we got some pretty good momentum off it. And when we broke down, I was really happy with the way Vasilevsky played. So we've, ever since that Ranger game, we've had much better attention to detail in our defensive zone. And a few of these games we've only given up one goal. So it's that's a good sign for us, and we just gotta keep building on that.
Do you sense any team identity starting to develop here, or is it still kind of a work in progress?
Our identity in the last 2 years that we've made deep runs, ultimately, we played in our own end extremely well. And we have an ability to score. And so it doesn't have to be 5-1, it's gotta be 2-1. And do I feel like we're kind of getting back to that a little bit more? I do. And so we were a little reckless for the first how many games, and ultimately just bad habits kept in, and it was costing us. And but we've played pretty sound hockey since then, and I'll include the Florida game in there. It was unfortunate we didn't get any points out of that. We didn't manage the game very well at the end, but I thought tonight we really managed the game well. I thought we had a really strong third period. We got that goal early that probably helped, but managed the game well and ended up winning.
There's been a lot of talk about getting off to a good start in the first period, but it seemed like every single period, the quick goals in the second and third period. Was there something to that tonight that contributed to the quick start?
I can't say for sure. Like I said, the power play helped us out, so that got us kick-started. My issue been, and especially in the Florida game, was how we were finishing periods. And every period we did something that didn't help us going into the next period. But tonight was not the case. And ultimately, like, let's be honest, you get the lead, it's your chances of winning are better. It doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but it's much easier to play with the lead than not. And there's more, a little bit of margin for error. So it was good to get the lead, and we were able to finish them off.
Now we ended up a three-goal game at the end. How much of a difference maker was Vasilevsky in the second period when they were making that push?
Well, that was the one part of the game that probably not soon after we scored. We got caught out there in some extended shifts. We stopped playing 200 feet, and we started turning pucks over, and then it was just horrific changes started costing us. And the big thing was that we only gave up one. You give up another one there, we might be in trouble. And the reason we only gave up one was because of Assi. And you need your goalie to help you out in some situations when we weren't rolling right, and he did that for us.
Do you think it was the boiling
part? Well, that changed. It kind of ultimately popped their balloon a little bit. And it's 3-1, it's a game. Plus they've had momentum. I mean, we needed that buzzer to go in the second period. And as I said, it helped us being up two instead of just one. And then you get that fourth one, and it kind of sucked a little air out of their tires.
Do you sense Vasilevsky playing much more confident now that he's on a more consistent schedule this year?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think he's a year older, a year wiser, a year stronger, a year quicker, a year better. I think that's ultimately, and a year more, he's experienced in the league, and that's ultimately what you need. Whether he's been playing more or not, maybe he's playing a little bit more, but it's just he's learning the league, because he's an outstanding goaltender, but you still have to learn the league, just like everybody has to learn. Like Braden Point's learning the league, you ultimately have to be in this league for a little bit to figure out the players and the angles and who likes to shoot where, and it takes some time. And he's a student of the game, and he works his tail off, and it's probably why his learning curve has probably gone a little bit faster than maybe some other guys that have come before him. But it's just going to take, you know, just takes more time, and but he's a bona fide goalie in this league for sure.
Thank you.